Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st Century Talk for a no bullshit world. Because if you don't believe in your talents and ambitions, then who will? Well, maybe your mother will, but you got to believe. Got to believe in yourself. And we're going to meet some folks today. Got an amazing show planned for today that they believe in themselves. We have Sarah Claire, the band. Well, two ladies, two twins, beautiful, beautiful gals. You'll hear them. They're awesome. And June Freedom, they're going to be in the studio today. It's Acoustic Tuesdays, guys. So we're going to be listening to some live music acoustically. Love it. And I want to give a shout out to my friend Mark Solomon, putting that all together. Producer, singer, songwriter himself. You might remember him from Kids on McCadden. Had them in the studio a while back. And he's good friends with Poison Ivory. I want to give a shout out to Boys, and she's awesome. So yeah, we're gonna have some fun. They're gonna be in here shortly. I'm always digging the acoustic days. So love it, and yeah, got a big announcement too. Gonna put this out there. Starting Monday, coming up this coming Monday, November 24th, we're gonna be moving to YouTube. That's right, we're gonna be live. Recording as well and posting on YouTube, so you're gonna see some videos of us doing the show. Pretty excited about that. And you got to stay tuned on the social media. It's at Rich Tola. But I do want to say Sam Hassan, he's the owner here of LA Talk Radio. Give a shout out to Sam. You know, what a great station they have here. Loved it. Been here for 3 months. And Ronnie, who's the engineer, she's out there. She's doing an amazing job. Ronan. I mean, I love it here. Like I said, I got started with Sam. Met him about 2 years back when he interviewed me for my memoir. And it's been a great 3 months. But you know, now's the time to kind of move it to the moving pictures, videos. I mean, if you guys know, I have another channel out there on YouTube with about 150 videos. That's all in the fitness and yoga world. But this one, we're going to put together a new channel for you. Working on that right now. Give a shout out to Jana. She's working on that. We're going to have that for you Monday. So tune in. It'll be on Monday. I'll get you more details as the week goes by. But sad to say, we're going to be leaving LA Talk Radio. Well, you know, you never know how things go, but right now we're looking ahead to the YouTube and showing you guys what it looks like to be on the radio. Pretty excited about that. Pretty excited about getting in front of the camera again. So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool. We'll keep you posted on that. And let's see, what else we got going here today? Yeah, so yesterday, if you didn't check it out, it was Movie Monday. Reviewed Dumb and Dumber 2. You guys see that with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels? Well, I reviewed that and give it the 1, 2, or 3 thumbs. Not going to tell you. You guys have to go look, check it out yourself. Check it out in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks, or on my website, richtola.com. You can know what else to find on the website. There's the Rich Picks. We're going to be putting some more picks up there. Hey, guys, we're going through about 20 shows. I think it's 20 or 25 more shows we're going to go through today, tomorrow, have them up by the weekend. So yeah, this weekend we're going to have about 30 or so Rich Picks up there. Got the live music, hopefully a couple more tunes today. So yeah, we're having a lot of fun here. So yeah, check it out, richtola.com. As well, the show on YouTube is going to be broadcast on richtola.com. We're keeping the same time, 12 o'clock, so check it out. Again, check out the social media. And let's give some shout-outs here to the Bernstein Companies over in D.C. These are my good buddies, Adam and Joe. And the entire staff of the Bernstein Companies, that's a behemoth, the real estate behemoth over there in Washington, D.C. Yeah, Georgetown area, if I recall. It's been a while since I've been there, guys, but some beautiful offices there. They're, like I said, behemoth there in Washington, D.C. Been there forever. I mean, Adam was raised there. Joe and Adam and I went to Penn together. So I'm going to give a shout out to those guys. I appreciate the support, guys. I really do. Thank you. And let's move on to some birthday shout-outs for celebrities. Always like to do this. Eh, why not? But I want to say first that I missed one yesterday. Oh, I love this girl. You know, Rachel McAdams. She turned 36 yesterday. So, hey, Rachel, we're going to give you a belated birthday wishes from Tola Talks. Everybody knows her. I mean, everybody kind of remembers The Notebook. That was 10 years ago with Ryan Gosling, 2004 that came out. You know, she's done a ton. Everybody knows her work, The Vow. I mean, I love her. Cool stuff. So, Rachel, hey, I hope you had a great time yesterday. How about today? Speaking of Rachel McAdams, who did she star with in Wedding Crashers from 2005? It was Owen Wilson's 46 today. Yeah, he's awesome. And Vince, remember Vince Vaughn was in that movie? You know who else was in that movie? It was Bradley Cooper, short-haired Bradley Cooper, I think kind of early on in his career there, but he did a good job. How about this guy? You guys know Fabolous, the rapper? Yeah, he's 37. Breathe. Love that song. He was born John David Jackson out of Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, he's a New Yorker. Cool, man. He's been around for a while. I dig him. How about Elizabeth Perkins is 54 today. You know her from About Last Night with Demi Moore and Rob Lowe. I watched that last week. Yeah, that's another one from the 80s. Wow, there's all sorts of 80s going on, right, this week. And finally, let's give a shout out to Sinbad, you know, the comedian, actor, a.k.a. David Atkins. That's his name. He's 58 today. There you go. Give it a little shout outs for the birthdays, for the celebs. And let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. Because I like to kind of kick back to the past. Yeah, there's a couple things I want to talk about. 1307. Who was around in the year 1307? Nobody. William Tell. Remember the folk hero of Switzerland? Well, he reputedly shoots an apple off his son's head. Yeah, that was exactly however many years ago from 1307. Yeah, and in 1477... Yeah, that's going back a ways. The first English-dated printed book, Dictes and Sayingists of the Philosophers by William Caxton. Yeah, so first English-dated printed book, 1776. This is a big year. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Revolutionary War era, George Washington and all that jazz. Well, grew up in Trenton, New Jersey. Know the Battle of Princeton, the battlefield, very, very well. Used to go and meditate there. Never get a chance. Beautiful, beautiful piece of land out there in Princeton. So go check it out. They used to have a big tree across the way. I think they did the movie with Einstein across the way with Meg Ryan. They filmed some of that there. But in 1776, on this day in history, the Hessians captured Fort Lee, New Jersey. Now, what was critical about that, I know this, is that that was the prelude to the Battle of Princeton and the Battle of Trenton. And everybody knows the infamous crossing of the Delaware River by George Washington. You know, they surprised the Hessians. So, yeah, that all took place. And then in the winter of 1776, that's a good book, by the way, if you guys want to read a good book about how Washington had to persevere through that winter. That was brutal. Brutal winter where they had to take... and then in 1777, you know, all the battles that took place, basically kind of getting us ready to push those Hessians back, which we did. Good stuff. 1894, the first newspaper Sunday color comic section was published in the New York World. Yeah, that was pretty cool. That first comic strip was called Origin of a New Species by Richard Outcault. Yeah, if you guys are big, I was a big Sunday comics fan. I don't know if you see a lot of that anymore. Not so much, I guess, but that's kind of going back a ways. Now let's go to the modern day era, which I remember this. I was 15 at the time. Sad story here. Anybody remember 1978 in Jonestown, Guyana? 918 members of the People's Temple are murdered or commit suicide under the cult leader Jim Jones. I remember that. Some wacko down there. You remember they drank the cyanide? Oh, that was wild. And well, that was back in 1978. And in 1982, here's another one of these stories that I clearly remember. I watched this fight with Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Anybody remember that? Dooku Kim. He died unexpectedly from injuries sustained in a 14-round boxing match. So, yeah, that was pretty sad. I don't think Ray Boom Boom was ever the same after that. I don't think so. And even now, when I walk by where I live, there's a boxing... there's like a boxing, what do you call it, studio or gym, boxing gym right in my building. And there's a big picture of Ray Boom Boom on the shoulders. I mean, he was amazing, but it changed his life for sure. Kill somebody in the ring. It's pretty sad stuff. Anyway, let's move on. Like to go around the globe for the latest news. What do we call this first one? And the winner is... Yeah, I like that. Well, check it out. The Oxford Dictionary named vape, V-A-P-E, as 2014's Word of the Year. Ooh, I didn't even know there was a Word of the Year. Well, Oxford defines the verb. It is a verb, but can be used as a noun as well. But it defines the verb as to inhale and exhale the vapor produced by an electronic cigarette or similar device. Similar device. I know some people who have that similar device, electronic cigarette-ish. And they added it to the dictionary in August. And it could also be used, the word vape, as a noun for the e-cigarette and or for the act of inhaling it, right? So there you go. Could be a noun, the act or the e-cigarette itself, right? And what are the runners up? Because I guess a lot of words were considered. Now, here's a couple. Top three. Bae. B-A-E. I never even heard of that word. That's a noun. Well, maybe not because I don't have a romantic partner at the moment. Well, nobody's serious. Bae is used as a term of endearment for one's romantic partner. Anybody ever used that word? Never heard of it. All right, number two. Out of the top three. Bud tender. I definitely heard of that. That's a noun. A person whose job is to serve customers in a cannabis dispensary or shop. Anybody out in California who's ever visited a cannabis, you know, everybody knows what cannabis is, marijuana, aka pot, dispensary or shop. I got a buddy of mine who owns a couple of those, I think. I don't know how many he owns now, but yeah, he hires bud tenders. I don't know what the heck they get paid, but they probably got some fringe benefits. Or at least they smell interesting when they leave the shop, I'm sure. All right, how about number three? Top three for runner-ups, right? Remember, vape was the word. Here's the third one. Contactless. That's an adjective. It's relating to or involving technologies that allow a smart card, mobile phone, etc. to contact wirelessly to an electronic reader, typically in order to make a payment. So contactless. Yeah, that's another word that I don't really do the whole, payments. I guess you got to swipe your phone or whatever. I haven't done that yet. I'm still a little back in the Stone Ages. I mean, I'm using this smartphone like crazy, but I'll tell you, I had some issues with my website today. You know, it's all this technical stuff. I mean, that's why these guys today, I'm sure all the kids, my nephews and all, my nieces, they know what the hell they're doing on these devices, but maybe use that word. Never heard of it. Yeah, like I said, out of these, I know vape and I know bud tender, so I guess I'm batting 500 here. Who knows what you guys know. All right, let's move on. Second story here, calling it Case of the Missing Queen. Yeah, I was a big Sherlock Holmes fan. I have that in my film, by the way. Anybody's interested in that, Sherlock Holmes and all sorts of cool stuff in Boulevard Zen. But this is the reigning, you guys hear about the reigning Miss Honduras? This is a sad story. Yeah, I mean, hopefully they resolve this, I hope it's not going to end in a bad note. But the Honduran police have apprehended four people in the case of the beauty queen, Maria Jose Alvarado, who went missing weeks before she was supposed to compete for the Miss World title. Yeah, here's a gal who hadn't been seen since attending a party in Honduras on Thursday. She went with her sister, Sophia, to celebrate her sister's boyfriend's birthday. There you go. They went to a spa near the town of Santa Barbara, not the one in California, guys, the one in Honduras, and it was a city called San Pedro Sula. Now, these two women reportedly got into a vehicle after the party, and they disappeared. Now, this city, well, it's dubbed notoriously violent, and they say it's the most dangerous city on the planet. Yeah, on the planet. Wow, that's crazy. I got a million residents. Over 1,200 murders a year. I guess the cops aren't doing a good job of keeping that place safe. But Alvarado was supposed to fly to London on Sunday and try on her new Miss World dress. Well, I hope everything works out for you, because it's going to be sad if you... I don't know, this city seems so violent. You got to be careful out in the universe, I guess. Well, good luck. I hope you return safely. And Maria, I hope you do a good job of competing in the Miss World. I'd like to see that. All right, moving on. What are we calling this story? Calling this the Golden Oldies. Yeah, I like this. And this is from an institute that I know quite well. You guys ever heard of hear of Michael Milken? He was the big junk bond king, high yield bond. High yield bonds are junk bonds, you know. I was a big finance guy back in the day. Well, he has an institute and came out with Michael. It's Milken's Institute's Best Cities for Successful Aging Report. Let me say that again. Milken Institute's Best Cities for Successful Aging. They put out a report, and it's all about seniors. And did you know that senior citizens are living longer? We know that. They are craving more fulfilling lifestyles and are working well into their retirement years. Yeah, that I know. People like to, that's true, right? People like to continue to work. I mean, what else are you going to do? Well, maybe work out, take some trips. I don't know. My father's still cutting hair after, I don't know, Dad, how many years you've been cutting hair? Like 100? No, he's, my old man looks great. He's in his 70s, but yeah, he's still rocking it. And, well, my mom, she retired. She's out there doing a lot of stuff, works out, what, 3-4 times a week? Anyway, but, you know, where should you retire and get the most bang for your buck? I don't know. You got to check out Milken's report here. Well, or they're kind of going to places where there's a lot of doctors because you got the aging bodies. I know that. By the way, I want to give a shout out to, I'm not going to give a shout out, but I went on a hike this weekend and went up to the top of the Verdugo Mountains, you know, Wildwood Canyon. I think I mentioned that yesterday. Wow, let me tell you something. Anybody ever do that? That last mile is a killer. Whew, straight up. Anyway, my legs are blasted. So, I mean, the bodies are aging, of course. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I age. Try not to. But look no further. You got to check out this report, all right? The report analyzed a broad range of quality of life factors, right? Everything from employment data, crime rates, statistics on binge drinking. What are these guys going boozing, these old timers? And number of doctors in a specific metro area. Well, what I do know is anything Michael Milken does, he does with passion, and he does with an A+. The guy knows what he's doing, and he's a star. So this report, go check it out. Let me give you the top five. Well, I think it was 100 metro areas that they evaluated, a list of 100. And again, these are the top five. Number one, Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, everybody knows Madison. I think that was ranked, was Madison, University of Madison, Wisconsin-Madison, was that ranked like the number one party school in the world? So maybe these old timers want to be kind of near the young timers and boozing it up. I don't know. Number two was Omaha, Nebraska. Now, I know why that's number two, because they want you to get closer to the Oracle, Warren Buffett. It lives in Omaha, Nebraska. And you guys heard that story a while back. I have some fond memories at Omaha, Nebraska. I think I broke a few laws or two in that park, right? America's Park, I think it is, right downtown there. Anyway, that goes back to an earlier show. You want to read all about that? I think it was involving sex. I'm not sure. Sex in the park. Well, I didn't get a Get Your Shit Together award for that, but I do have some fond memories. Number three was Provo, Utah. Yeah, I mean, anything in Utah is kind of cool these days. I mean, I've never been to Provo. Have you been to Provo? No, I hear good things about it. Number four, it surprised me, Boston, Massachusetts. Well, doesn't surprise me from the medical perspective, because Boston is an amazing place for anybody in the doctor world. Great hospitals and everything. Great town, too. Just gets cold up there. Played there against Harvard. Remember those days? Actually, I had a good time. Matter of fact, I have some pictures. I know the guy came at Penn. When you play baseball, like once a year, they do for seniors. A guy comes around, he takes all these pictures, and then he kind of blows them up for you. It's kind of cool. I think I bought a couple of those. Anyway, Boston was number four. And number five, going back to Utah, Salt Lake City. Man, I'll tell you, there's some cool cities. So Madison, Omaha, Provo, Boston, and Salt Lake City. Now, you're interested? Check it out. But here's what's interesting about this. 90% of those nearing retirement age, you know what they say? We're going to stay put. We want to age in place. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, my parents are doing that. I mean, I've been telling them, hey, you guys got to come out to Cali or maybe go to Florida. Well, I think they take a trip every year to Florida or so and get out of that cold weather that you guys are getting on the East Coast. So here you go, folks. If you're getting near retirement age, you're just bored of what you're doing, maybe you're going to check out these cities. And, go check out some binge drinking with the local folk. Now, here's a story that I just wanted to get this one in because, I don't know, I'm calling it Here We Go Again. I kind of like that title. It's involving police corruption. Now, okay, that's not a rampant thing, no doubt, but with the advent of the smartphones and the cameras and all that, I mean, it doesn't matter. You could be walking down the street, right? You catch you on camera anywhere. So this has nothing to do with cameras, but this is police corruption at its best. Or maybe it's not police corruption because this takes place in Ferguson, Missouri. Never been there, but I do have a dear friend of mine in St. Louis. Give a shout out to Angele. She's hanging her beads there for a while. I think it's like 28 degrees. I don't know. But Ferguson, Missouri, a corrections officer, okay, accused of raping a woman at the city jail where she was 3 months pregnant. Now, that's pretty nasty. Jairus Hayden, 29 years old. He faces four criminal charges, including two counts of having sexual contact with a prisoner, one count of permitting escape from custody, and one count of acceding to corruption by a public servant. Because I think what it was, he kind of exchanged, is the little barter situation. Not like my bartering days at Penn, where I used to barter with haircuts to, that's a whole nother. I think I talked about that with John Francis back in September 8th, I'm almost sure about that one. But yeah, no, I don't know what this guy was doing, but he definitely, you know, says he had sex with this gal, or she claims. And the lawsuit also claims that the supervisors have failed to properly supervise the city's officers. Well, the supervisors aren't supervising, I don't know. Legal battle adds to this small Midwest city's mounting issues. Man, what are we talking about? And I read about this too. There was a controversial shooting of a young man, Michael Brown. Well, he's 18 years old, by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. It took place in a police car, right? And the Justice Department is investigating the Ferguson Police Department because that took place in a police car. There's arguments whether the guy had his hands up or whether he was trying to go for the gun, but he was shot and killed. And I don't know. It's, whatever's going on. I mean, cops, I will say, I've got a lot of buddies of mine grew up to be police officers. I totally respect police officers. Tough job. Good buddy of mine, he was shot out several times and had his partner was shot in the line of duty. I mean, these guys have a dangerous job, no doubt. I mean, they protect society. They protect all of us. Can't mess around when it comes to, you know, dealing with cops. But at the same point, they can't be above the law. That's kind of sad. You don't want to be above the law. You don't want to do things that are going to kind of put you and the whole police department under a microscope because it's not fair. One person kind of mucking it up for everybody else. So hopefully this gets resolved. If it is the case, well then, buddy, guess what? You're going to be going into the pen with the guys you put in there. Not good. No. Wouldn't want to be a police officer having to go to jail. No way. Well, talking for a while here. Here we go. Let's talk about, let me do this. Let me give a shout out to our sponsors. I do want to thank our sponsors for the show here. And our first sponsor, really big on this company, Dress for Success. Dress for Success is an international, non-for-profit organization that promotes the economic independence of disadvantaged women by providing professional attire, a network of support, and the career development tools to help women thrive in work and in life. Because it's all about helping our fellow mankind, or for dressforsuccess.org, it's womankind. By helping those less fortunate. Everybody knows what that means. Just like West Coast director Rena De Assis and the folks in Los Angeles have done by serving more than 4,000 clients by partnering with over 160 community agencies since opening in 2009. All right, check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DFS West. And my Tola Talks interview with Rena on October 29th. Yeah, really good interview. I mean, you guys should learn about this because this company was founded in 1997. With $5,000 in the basement of a church. So in New York City. We all know New York City basement churches, they're good for theater and whatnot. But this woman started it, donating clothes primarily to dress these gals to get them ready to kind of go attack the world, right? To look good, feel good about yourself. Because, hey, when you have some new duds on, you do look good, you feel good, and you empowerment, and you're empowering. But they went further. It's building a network. It's serving. It's a community now. These women are a community. There's 4,000 of them in Los Angeles, but they've served about 800,000 worldwide. So you got to check it out. That was a pretty cool interview on October 29th. Or come to the event this week. I'm going to be there on Saturday, the Shop for Success LA event. It's November 20th through the 23rd. It's in Westwood Village. Great village, by the way. If you've never been to Westwood, it's where UCLA is. It's the address is 1000 Westwood Boulevard. Okay. 100% of all the proceeds are going to benefit the charity. All right. I'll be there on Saturday. I'm inviting some of my friends. I think Poison Ivy might even come by later in the day. Hopefully she can make it. But anybody, you're out there. Support. You got clothes that are being donated by some of the big guys like Tory Burch. I mean, you got some major designers, I think, that are donating some clothes. They're going to be selling them at 30 to 50% off. Well, actually, 70 to 50% off the retail value. So you're going to get some really good deals. The money goes to a good cause. I'm all about empowering the disadvantaged, especially women and children. No doubt. We talked about the homeless population yesterday. Guys, go check that episode out because there's some serious stuff here, especially in Los Angeles or in California, right? California is 1/8 of the population, and it's got 1/5 of the homeless kids. I mean, so we're kind of at the top of the rung there. Got to help out whenever you can, okay? Especially now, this time of year. Speaking about helping out, this guy, I know this guy personally, John Francis. What are we talking about? John Francis Beauty. Yeah, he's awesome. Want to look and feel your best with one of the most sought-after editorial and celebrity stylists in the business? Then look no further. John Francis, founder and chief visionary of John Francis Beauty, is a creative force of nature with an eye for defining the latest styles. His creative vision, combined with his talents for enhancing the natural beauty of his clients, such as Hayden Panettiere, Hilary Duff, Gerard Butler, and Sting, just to name a few. Yeah, I've never bumped into Sting over there, John Francis, but or I'd like to bump into Hayden or Hillary. Anyway, it's made him quite the industry favorite. He really is. I mean, this guy's amazing. You can visit his website. Just check it out, johnfrancisbeauty.com. It's been all over. And follow him on Facebook and Instagram, at John Francis Beauty. I mean, he's all over. He works in New York. He works in San Francisco. I think he's doing Santa Barbara, L.A. I mean, John Francis works like crazy. And that's a really good interview. If you want, check him out. I did interview him. That was a September 8th interview. Fascinating guy. Got a passion for style as well as hair, just like I do, right? Coming from a family of hair. My mother was a beautician as well when she was younger. Between all of us in the family, my brother, me, everybody, my sister had her own shop. I mean, we probably have 100 years of hair between my family. So, yeah, not to mention, he's a big family man. Had a baby recently, a little girl, and he's into surfing and motocross. Hey, June Freedom in the house today. He's a big surfer dude. So, yeah, I love this guy. Check it out because you don't have to be a celebrity to experience the best. Yeah, I will say, totally enjoy it when I do go see John Francis. I think I got to get over there pretty soon. And cool. Let me see something here. I got to do something real quick. I got to kind of, I'm always like looking into things here. Here we go. Let's do this because I want to do this real quick just in case. The Get Your Shit Together Award. Yeah, this is pretty straightforward. I think it is because this makes no sense whatsoever. Anybody hear about this? Charles Manson? Right. 26-year-old Afton Elaine Burton. Okay, this gal is going to marry 80-year-old Charles Manson. Charles Manson, notorious killer with a cult following, who was convicted in 1969, I was 6 years old, for the slaying of actress Sharon Tate and 6 others, is serving a life sentence. So let's see who's calling in here. Let me answer this right here real quick here. Okay, who we got going? Tola Talks.
Hi. Hi, Rich Tola.
Jen. Hey,
this is
guys.
Jana.
Hey, we got Jana on the phone. Jana handles, you handle everything for us. She handles all the publicity, the social media for Tola Talks. Jana, what's cooking?
Well, I'm just working on some things for you. We got some cool things in the works for you. I'm really excited about the YouTube channel, and I can't wait to share it with people.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I did mention that this morning. So, yeah, we're putting that together. I mean, that's a really cool thing, right? We're going to have, we're going to do like a 30-minute show, right, Jana? We're going to tighten it up a little bit so you guys can watch it on YouTube. And it's all going to be blasted out there, right?
It's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to the changes that are coming ahead.
Yeah,
for Tola Talks.
Yeah, Tola Talks is going through some changes. But, you know, it's an evolution. I mean, when we started, Jana and I, by the way, have known each other for, what'd you say, about 5-6 years?
Yeah.
She's a yoga teacher also. And I think we started subbing our classes together.
I know.
Yeah, and then Jana also makes jewelry. I mean, real creative gal, and you love it now. You're kind of rocking it. A-Line Media, that's the name of her company. You guys want to check it out, that's alinemedia.com, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I went from yoga to jewelry to PR, which is great. I love it. Good transition, great evolution for me.
Yeah, and you work with some, I know you work with John Francis as well.
I do, yes. Oh. John Francis is great.
He is great.
Yeah, love him. He also is an amazing hairstylist. He's my hairstylist, and I'm stuck. I'm obsessed with him because he, every single time, he gives me an amazing haircut and color.
Hey, did ever bump into Gerard Butler? Well, I know you're married, but you think of Gerard Butler in there?
I haven't. I've come close before, but I haven't actually run into him.
Well,
I've missed him by probably an hour, unfortunately.
Yeah, I heard he like sneaks in and out, right? I heard he kind of...
Yeah.
He likes the low profile.
He tries to avoid the paparazzi, but they've gotten him before. There's a picture floating around with John Francis sneaking him out of the back of the salon.
Yeah.
They were trying to avoid the paparazzi, and guess what? They figured it out. So
it's amazing. Those guys follow around. So what's happening in the social media world? I mean, that's become more complicated to where I believe that anyone who has the ability, whether you're a company or a small entrepreneur, I mean, you really need support. I mean, that's where, I mean, I went to Jana, three, 4 months ago when we first got started. I said, you know, I'm overwhelmed. I don't even know where to start. How do you link them all together? You got to be kind of creative on each outlet, right? So from Facebook to Twitter to... Explain that a little bit to people.
Well, people do not realize the extreme importance of social media for their businesses. It's a way that people can feel like they're in touch with you, what you're up to, what's going on. And it's an easy way to communicate and make an emotional connection with your listener for you, or your customer if you have a brand. It is creative. It's marketing. It's the new kind of marketing. It's the new way to get your message out there to your demographic.
I like that. You said emotional connection, because it is emotional, right? You got to kind of trigger something inside of someone to say, hey, I want to dig a little further, right? Because now they're going to go and kind of research you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really not, you have to be thoughtful and not just post, because people are reading, and if they read and they're not connected, they're going to stop reading and they're not going to want to follow you. So that's why exactly the emotional connection is important, and being authentic as well.
So what you're saying was Kim Kardashian, she's not very thoughtful, or she she is
That's a whole machine on its own. I'm not touching that.
No. I read that we had that on the show where she said she didn't think they asked her a question. He said, would you be as big as you are without social media? She said, I don't think so. Yeah,
No, absolutely not. I mean, her whole brand is social media based and video based.
Video based social
media. Get my drift.
Yeah, no, I heard that. You know who told me that? My mother told me that recently. She said, you know, I read that, or I don't know if she read it or saw it on one of the shows. My mother watches all those talk shows. Wendy Williams, she watches everything. She said, you know, Kanye West saw a sex tape of her, and then he fell in love with her off of the sex tape. He never had met, never met her. Oh, well.
I believe it.
Yeah, maybe a lot of guys fell in love with her on the sex tape. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I've never seen that sex tape, to be honest with you. I think I did see the Paris Hilton one.
I haven't either, and it's not really on my list of things to do either.
Nah, we're too busy. We're too busy. We got new business cards. We got new this, new that. I mean, pretty excited. I mean, this is, you know, going to YouTube. Jen and I talked about this for a couple weeks. You know, we've been, she was in front of the camera as well. I've been in front of the camera as well. And we're like, you know, I'd love to have this show, you know, do it both. How do you do it both? I mean, we don't have a camera in the studio where we are now. No ability for that. So it was a tough decision to go, right, Jana? But we said, it's time to get in front of that camera.
It is, but you'd be surprised. These YouTube people, they are making money hand over fist, because if they get a following, brands are seeing that and they're paying them to do sponsorships and talk about their brands and other things. And it's again, it's the next evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, TV eventually probably, I don't know, but yeah. Internet knows? Is the way to go these days.
Yeah, Internet's the way to go. No, I love that channel. My other channel, which is all fitness and yoga, I mean, we have almost like 100,000 views over there. So I know YouTube has sent me a check. I've received money from those guys for the ads. But No, this is definitely something we're moving in a direction where we want to go. We're pretty excited about it. But at the same point, there's logistics involved, right? We got to switch over, and now we're kind of evolving the website. So, pretty excited. And, well, you're busy. I know you keep them crazy busy. And you're going to be, well, we're going to try to be there, right, this week. I know you had Dress for Success. You know, they're awesome. And you had, you tried to volunteer. I mean, you know that organization.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a great organization. You know, I love that they give to underprivileged women and they help suit them up and give them the tools to be able to get a good job that they can actually feed their families. So it's a wonderful organization, and if you can't volunteer with them, I definitely donate to them.
Definitely, definitely donate. And one last thing I want to say, because Jana introduced Tola Talks to Vault CrossFit. You're a CrossFitter. Tell us about that, because when you see Jana, I mean, she's awesome. She's hot. And I'm like, whoa, you know, yoga. She's like, nah, I've been doing CrossFit. I'm like, oh, really? You turn me on to those guys. Shanita and Emily were in here. Yeah. So you're still rocking it over there?
I love CrossFit. I can't. I mean, it's such a nice compliment to yoga. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but I think people get intimidated because it seems really intimidating, and it's something you should at least try and see if you like it. I went just with my husband on a Groupon, and I'm like, I'm going to hate this. And guess what? I'm addicted. A year later, I'm in the best shape of my life. So I never thought that would happen, ever.
No, and you look it, right? And it's not just, well, you said, it's complimenting to yoga.
Yeah, and they provide a good community, and that's part of it, too. It's a very, very supportive community, and that's part of the getting in shape process that you don't necessarily get at a gym. At a gym, you kind of go by yourself and work out. And some people love that. And I say, as long as you're working out, more power to you. But it just provided a whole new way for me to work out. And I definitely say try it. I know Vault CrossFit in North Hollywood is, it's wonderful. It's owned by a woman doctor. Who knew? So I feel very comfortable going there.
Yeah, and I like that concept of community, because I'm a gym rat, but I'm a soloist, and it's challenging to go to the gym day in and day out. And you know, when you get to know people, sure, you nod, you say hello, but the reality is you're on your own. And if you're not someone who's self-motivated, who just drags himself, I have to do it. But I love that community. You're together. You kind of compete a little bit. Well, you told me you compete with yourself, but there's other people around you, and you kind of look forward to it. And matter of fact, when is the, they're having like a Thanksgiving thing. Is that a friend-giving? Is that
what it is? Yeah, it's called Friendsgiving. It's this weekend, actually.
Okay. Saturday or Sunday?
The information's on their website. And I'm actually waiting for you to come try the class, Rich.
I know. I told them I would do that. I'm like, you know.
That's okay. When we get off the phone, I'll send you an email reminder.
You got to send me an email reminder. I'm going to get over there. I said I'm going to get over there. I do want to try it. But I'm just sort of like everyone else. You sort of get stuck in your own little world. But you have to venture out. You got to venture out. And you got to do these things.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see what's going on. You know, Jen, I had these guests today. What's going on with my guests? It's kind of coming down to closing time, but what are you going to do? Sometimes they can't make it. Remember June Freedom? He's got some good music. And the two gals, Sarah and Claire. So I don't know if I just heard the door, but anyway, hey, Jenna, thanks so much for calling in. I'm gonna kind of get to the rest of the show here, but hey, anybody's interested in social media, I will say highly recommend this gal, Jana. She's over at A-Line Media, jana@alinemedia.com. Or check out the website. And you do a lot with, you work with beauty companies. You have us, Tola Talks. I mean, you're a little diversified, but you're definitely.
Yeah, we work with fashion, beauty, and entertainment. So, and you're in the entertainment category, if you didn't already know that.
Yeah, I think I am. Well, what do you mean? I'm not fashionable or I'm not?
No, you are fashionable, but you're not a fashion company.
I try to be. Hey, I bought
yet,
a...
you, yet.
Yet.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe we can talk about launching your own line after Tola Talks takes off.
I hope so, because I know there's a lot of guys out there that don't know what the hell to wear in yoga or at the gym, and they don't want to be going over to Lululemon. So I'm like,
Well, and you know what? My brand, Fifth Dimension Clothing, which was on Tola Talks about a month ago, is going to be launching a men's line.
Oh, that's right. I told her, right? She's got to go with the V-necks. I'm wearing one right now. She's got to get that beautiful, where I can buy 10 shirts. Oh, yeah. How's she doing? I haven't seen her in a while. She's doing good.
Doing great, and I can't wait till she launches the men's line. There's so much interest, and I know you'd love it too.
Oh yeah, guys are easy. You just order it through the mail. If the shirt fits, they'll order 10 more. Well, you know, women have to feel it. I remember when she came in, you were with her, right? Remember, she brought all the clothes. She's like, you got to feel it. I'm like, I just got to look at it. I just want to see the woman with the shirt off underneath, you know. But no, she was good. Those are some fun times. No, this show's been great. Yeah, Jana's been with us since the beginning. So a lot of these guests, you know, we kind of handhold them and put everything together. Yeah, go check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's at Rich Tola. We're doing a great job there. I love it. And looking forward to the new branding, too. New branding for Monday. Give a shout out to Bobby, who's real supportive of the show. She was waiting for the news. Hey, Bobby, you're going to be seeing us on the video now. Pretty exciting. And it's live. We're going to do it live and then... you know, post it. Well, it's kind of like Jimmy Kimmel, right? We're gonna shoot it live and then post it, 10-20 minutes later at noon. So, looking forward to it. Awesome. Jana, thanks so
much.
All right,
great. Thank you so much, Rich. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, no doubt, peeps. If you, that's something I remember, I tell you, I bumped into Jana. Here's a good story for you. This was like, I think it was 2 years ago, right? I'm walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and I hadn't seen Jana. Jana was, give you a little background, we definitely were yoga together and then have the foundation of Boulevard Zen Foundation. And we had a charity event up at the top of, I called it the Glass Tower, Sunset and Vine. And Sunset Vine Tower at the time, corner of Sunset and Vine, that Glass Tower, you guys know it. Had an event, penthouse, it was awesome. Walk the red carpet in your yoga clothes. It was really fun. Raising money for the charity. I mean, Jay Leno gave us tickets to the Tonight Show. We had all sorts of fun stuff. We had an auction. John Francis, as a matter of fact, gave us three or four haircuts, which that amounted to a lot. So we were able to raise some money because we pay teachers to teach in domestic violence shelters. That's what it's all about. Female teachers, by the way. I set up the program, get it started, and they take over. It's pretty cool. And Jana was there. She set up like some jewelry, donated. I mean, it's all about giving back when you can. That's why I Dress for Success. But more importantly, I mean, not to plug Jana, but no doubt. I mean, I said to her 2 years ago when I bumped into her on Hollywood Boulevard, I was like, holy cow. I said, you know, whatever I'm going to do next, because you guys know, I've kind of kept moving in this business as a creator and entertainer. You got to keep putting out content. I said that to my girl Katie the other day. Got to keep putting out content. When you come here, don't get stuck. 5 years goes by quick. So I said, you know, this is something where when the day comes, I felt it, that big wave, that big social media wave. I'm like, Jana, you're the first person I got to hire. I got to hire you because, you know, I don't know what to do here with this whole bit. But it's important. It's building a relationship with your fans or your customers, your clients, or just your friends. But branding, keeping it streamlined, keeping it simple, it's hard to do. When, hey, it takes me 3-4 hours to put the show together, believe it or not. I go through, 50 stories to pick out 4 or 5, 6 stories. And, you know, you book and guests. It's kind of cool. So, hey, we've had a fun run together. Loved it here on LA Talk Radio. And I'm looking forward to coming back as much as I can. But let's go back to this Get Your Shit Together award, because this, to me, kind of blows my mind. I think, you know, there's a sucker born every minute out there. Maybe this lady is, or maybe she's just a crackpot. But Charles Manson, this 80-year-old dude from 1969, he killed Sharon Tate, I think she was pregnant at the time, and 6 others, and he's serving a life sentence at the California State Prison at Corcoran. I mean, this guy, I can't imagine, I guess at the time, I don't know why he wasn't put to death, but, well, he intended to incite a race war with the killings. It's pretty nasty here in Los Angeles. And he's in a maximum security lockup that has housed some of the state's most infamous inmates. So this lady, Burton, okay, Elaine, Afton Elaine Burton. She's an admirer of Manson. She moved to Corcoran, the city, from Illinois to be close to this lunatic, okay? And she said they're going to be married next month. Behind bars, of course. Well, the interesting thing is, he can't have any family visitors because of where he is in the prison, but he's able to get married in the visitors section of the prison. It's going to happen. I love him, she said. Crackpot. The crackpot said. Her mother, Melissa Gay Burton, who's 48 years old, by the way, of Bunker Hill, Illinois, did not express joy at the nuptials. You know, no kidding. I mean, whose mother would, marrying this lunatic? She says, marrying an imprisoned convict three times her age is, quote unquote, her business. Yeah, well, I'm a true believer that everybody should do whatever it is that they're meant to do in life, but what are you doing? What's this lady doing, Miss Burton? What the hell are you doing marrying Charles Manson? Okay, he's been denied parole multiple times, and he's not eligible again to apply until 2027. So I don't get it, you know? What the hell's that all about, people? What's that all about? Does she just want the press? Is she just totally depressed? Talked about depressed. I mean, what's this lady doing trying to marry this guy? That makes no sense whatsoever. She's fascinated with the guy? Okay, be fascinated with the guy. Write a book. You know, who knows? But I don't get it, you know? So you, Miss Burton, you get your shit together. You got to get your shit together award on today's show because that makes no sense whatsoever. Okay, enough of that. Well, so much for that, folks. And, you know, it looks like our guests aren't going to make it today. I had a funny feeling, you know? This is the kind of thing where I definitely believe in your inner kind of power, your instincts. So this morning, I'm going to just kind of go through this here real quick. But so this morning, working, you should see, like, now I got to go back to all these episodes. There's a lot of work kind of getting ready to evolve this show over to, you know, we got the studio set up and all that business. But there's a lot going on. So I'm kind of working. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning today because now I'm on high alert with, you know, energy wise. And I get up, I hit the gym at 5. Love it, people. You got to get that gym out of the way. By the way, Jenna, that's why they want me to come take a 6 o'clock class for this CrossFit, and I'm like, you know, I'm a morning guy, but I don't know if I'm going to be throwing around cleaning jerks and snatches and all that business at 6 in the morning. But anyway, hit the gym, boom, back at my desk, and about 9:30, I'm in the middle of putting the show together, like a little birdie inside of me says, you know, you better email their manager. Again, Mark Solomon, who's the producer who introduced me to this group, Sarah Claire and June Freedom. By the way, I love their music. I mean, I wish I had some songs to play for you, but I do not. But in any event, I had a weird feeling. So I kind of emailed their manager thinking, yep, just making sure, because we confirmed and everything. I said, making sure, sent her an email and said, I'll see you in about an hour, because they were supposed to be here at 11:30. Didn't get anything back. And I was like, okay. And then on the way here, I said, let me text. No, I said, let me call. I don't know what I did, text or call, who knows. But anyway, I reached out to my buddy Mark Solomon. I'm like, hey, Mark, what's going on here? You know. So then the manager writes back. She says, you know, can we reschedule? I'm like, honey, we can't reschedule. You're the whole show. What are you talking about? You're the whole show. Anyway, so and it's so much to say, but it happens. You know, it's L.A. Things happen. So sorry, folks. We had a great show for you planned. I hope you did enjoy the show. You missed the music. But if you want, go check it out. It's junefreedom.com. He's really cool. I mean, this guy, I know, I met these folks a while ago. But you got to go check him out. Really cool music. Singer, songwriter, plays guitar. And then Sarah Claire Music. It's S-A-R-A-H-C-L-A-I-R-E. That's Claire's name. Music.com. Two twins, 18 years old, beautiful redheads. Got a cool vibe. So that's, you know, so much for those guys. You could check them out, but they didn't make it today. Sorry to say. Oops. What are you going to do? So that's it, though. That's our show for today. I enjoyed it. I want to thank Jenna for calling in. Again, go check her out. She's awesome. Your entertainment, beauty, fashion, all those things. She took me to the L.A. fashion show, by the way. By the way, Jenna, I picked up a nice little a little fedora that I'm going to be wearing at the next event. So you got to get me to another red carpet over there so I can style out with my new hat. But yeah, check it out. Tomorrow's show, pretty excited. Speaking of social media and branding, We have Laurel Mintz, who's the founder and CEO of Elevate My Brand. I can't wait to be speaking to her. She's going to be calling in, so we're going to be talking to her tomorrow, all about learning how to bring your brand to life or your company, because that's what it's like. As Janice said, you got to make an emotional connection with people, and by bringing your brand to life, that's what you do. So check it out. We're going to be interviewing Laurel tomorrow. Looking forward to it. And let's see. Wow, I think time's up. It does go by pretty quick. You know? So check me out on the website, richtola.com, or social media, because that's where we're all over there, at Rich Tola. And I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.